For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Let's take a listen back to some of the Drug Truth Network programming from 2005. This was our first guest of last year on the Cultural Baggage Program, author of Strength of the Wolf, Mr. Doug Valentine.
In 1960, the CIA formed what's called its Division D. And Division D was the unit of the CIA in its counterintelligence, its foreign intelligence branch that went out and captured enemy spies and got their code books and all that kind of stuff. And hidden within that, it was a unit run by a guy named Bill Harvey. And within that unit, there was a secret assassination program, because the CIA is boxes within boxes within boxes, just like American foreign policy is boxes within boxes within boxes. And when it got right down to this assassination program that was hidden in there, the people that Bill Harvey hired to get assassins were agents of the Bureau of Narcotics, and the people that they hired as assassins were Corsican drug smugglers. So what you have is at the very heart of America's espionage establishment, of its secret wars around the world, at the very heart of it you have drug trafficking agents, drug traffickers, CIA agents, all mixed up together in the underworld milieu where people change identities, where they cross borders illegally, where they smuggle things, all sorts of things across borders. And they all do it illegally, and because they do it illegally, they have to have, a cover. This is what the book's about. It's about the relationship between drug smuggling, espionage, and how there's actually secret policies that control where our country is going as opposed to its stated policies.
On February 15th, we had six members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And this is former police officer Earl Barnett.
On the federal, state, and local level, there's a fairly massive amount of money that is being spent to enforce drug laws in this country.
Have the efforts of law enforcement cut down on the number of users or prevented our youth from having access?
In my opinion, no. I have gone back and looked at our reports from several years ago with the sheriff's office and looked at the amount of drugs that were seized, the categories they were seized in, and the value at the time. And here, 10 years later, the only change is that we're seizing more drugs off the street.
The drug war is a major success. The real question is, for whom? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.